going on, guys? Who's tuning here? Welcome to another episode of Afrobeats Weekly, your podcast about African music on the continent and the diaspora. Another week is upon us. March is almost coming to an end. How's everyone doing? Shout out to you wherever you're listening from, on your way to work, at work, at the gym. You know, thank you for taking your time to listen. We really, really appreciate it. It's the Afrobeats Weekly podcast, in case this is your first time listening. This is the podcast on everything Afrobeats. Trust me when I say, I know like it sounds like I'm blowing my own trumpet, but this is the best Afrobeats show. One of the best music podcasts you're going to get, period. Like, there's no, you know, the time for being humble is over. So this is it. You guys should tune in, tell your friend to tell your friend. As we always do around this time, before we get into this episode, I need you guys to please rate and review this podcast. Engage with us. It helps us grow, helps us get noticed. So as you're listening from your favorite app right now, leave that 5-star rating and comment. We'd appreciate it. On today's episode of Afrobeats Weekly Podcast, we've got that Tyler album review on deck. That album is highly anticipated. And as usual, you know, new songs, spoilers of the week, turntable chats, eliminates, and all that other good stuff we bring to you guys. No fan mail this week. You guys should write to us fanmail at afrobeatspod.com. That's afrobeatspod.com. What's going on, show? What's going on? Please tell them this is the best music podcast out there. Just tell them. You think maybe if I say
No, man. We don't have to spell it out. We don't have to spell it out that much, man. You know, there's no top three. There's just only one.
Just me.
Exactly. It's not the best three. Just the best.
Just we. Speaking of top three, of course, as rap heads, let's just quickly talk about it. And, you know, you style to enter inside Afrobeats, but let's just talk about the convo surrounding the whole hip hop big three. You know, there was Kendrick, Cole, Drake, obviously, what's his name? Kendrick dissed. I won't call it a snake diss. I'm like, this is just, I'm dissing you, but not the proper word to expect, because he mentioned everything there is to know that he was talking about those guys. So, you know, all of us were excited in the group chats. We're going back and forth on Twitter. Oh, Kendrick is dry. Oh, this song is boring. And I'm like, you know what? I really, why don't we have this kind of excitement in like Nigerian hip-hop? Is it because we don't have like a big three, or maybe we have a big three but they don't take shots at each other, or is everybody too PC? I think maybe the last time this kind of excitement happened is maybe local rappers versus MI, or MI versus I think Vector. But I don't know, man. There's what can we do, or what do you think has to happen for us, like, you know, constantly get excited?
I think it also like boils down to, there can just be straight up competition with bars. And I think that sometimes, like in the Nigerian hip hop scene, it's almost never just, let's just leave it to bars. You know, everybody always has to compare, you know, who has more money, who's doing more this, who's doing more that. When it's just, if we just wanted to say, hey, look, are these bars great? Are these bars not great? And that's as simple as it is. Sometimes it's just as simple as it is. But we're only this excited because the top three are so successful. Now, yes, one of them is more successful than the other, but they are in the gauge of how successful.
Like, you can pick one and say, this is, I have more
exactly.
And everybody was okay, fine. You can pick one and say, oh, I have more skills. You can pick one and say, oh, I'm the best rapper. And all of them have, you know, that hip-hop criteria that we always judge.
Exactly.
They all have what to claim, you know, that claim to claim to number one. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's pretty much it. That's it right there. So, you know, we don't have that. Like, the only person that, like, you know, that was like the top was MI. And then you really couldn't, you know, everybody couldn't say, oh, look, Olamide is number one, because some people would be like, oh, but people in this part of the region don't listen to Olamide. You know? Exactly. So it was always like that. So anyways, that's why we don't have it.
Like the most lyrics, that the most in terms of like bars and lyrics, people be like, oh, it wasn't really that commercially successful. So yeah, I get it.
Exactly.
I guess, like, the top three is not as competitive in terms of, look, you can bring your own arguments, and this one will, you know, if you want to agree, you can agree. Well, yeah. Whether you bring Emma's argument, is already trumping this, or whether you bring Olamide's arguments. So yeah, I think I get it. Yeah. So it's, I don't know. I just want, you know, obviously.
You want excitement.
The excitement we get is, oh, this one is not doing melody rap. Oh, this one is not doing real rap. And then I was like, again, you know, who the best rapper is, or what's rap bars on. But yeah, man, excitement in hip hop, hopefully to spill into Nigerian hip hop one day, I pray. Still keeping it hip hop. I saw this man, I don't know if you saw it, but I saw this man, Rushmore, Nigerian hip hop tweet. I always try and, you know, avoid those kind of discussions when I say so. Typically, I didn't even say it, I just saw it. I was just like, okay, people are arguing. So you had MI, Olamide, and Mode 9. Of course, top three, I don't think people would argue much, you know, about those guys being there. Then the fourth was Ill Bliss, which of course now spark the debate. People were putting Vectors. Some people put Vectors, some people put Fino. Some people be like, okay, Fino in quotes gave back to what's his name? Ill Bliss gave back to Vector. To Fino. Then some be like, no, Fino had more commercial success. Oh, Ill Bliss is more consistent. Oh, Vector has more bars. So like I don't know, and it just hit me kind of like, you know what? I don't even have a number four. Like if I think about it, like I don't like, because me, I don't like people to debate my list. So I'm like, if I put a number four there, this is my number four is going to be debated. So I don't know who do you think can stay like in number four?
Is it like
debated?
It depends on what the criteria is. Is it like are still in the game? Like if there's
not still in the game.
Just generally overall. I don't know. I have my personal list, and I have the list that I believe is valid.
What's so, like a valid list to you?
The personal favorite and is valid list. So my valid list is LD, because LD, Mode 9, MI, Olamide, and Ghosts. That's my valid list.
Okay. So I can argue
that one any day, every day.
You can argue Ghost being there?
I can argue Ghost being there.
Okay.
But for the
spirit of debating, we're debating on ghosts. Everybody knows what ghosts, there's no denying what it brings to the table in terms of bars, racism, and everything. But
but you now have to also put into the fact that they've been around since 2010. They've been around since 2010. This is 2024.
Yeah.
Arguably, exactly. They've been around for at least 15 to 14 years.
Yeah, true.
And in the 15 to 14 year span, have they not have, like, what do you want to put it? If you want to say they had hits, they have hits. Have they grown their fan base? Have they really, like, evolved over time throughout all that time? They have, like, them as a unit, actually, I'll put both of them. Like them as a unit.
Yeah, because I was about to say, this like the whole Andre 3000 and...
Exactly. I'll just put both of them as a unit. So, to be honest, but yes, that's it.
Yeah. Like, I see it.
If you want to talk about rap, you want to talk about commercial. Yeah,
exactly. Like, anything you want to talk about. Wow. Is it bars? They have it. Is it commercial success? They have it.
The unit.
Touring,
exactly.
They have it. So, there's no...
There's nothing. Exactly. So... put it out aside. If you want to talk about, like, okay, people have done much for the culture, Olamide is there, LD's there, because when nobody will listen to rap or whatever.
So yeah, that's it. So let's kick off with some news this week, and it's kind of, again, I'm not even going to be saying it again, it's still a very boring, by this time 2021, Asake don't give us like 3-4. don't talk news, don't they happen? But yeah, it's still a very boring, you know, music cycle. But let's get into the news. we kick off with some IFPI news. And when I saw this stuff, and every time I see IFPI and what's the P in this IFPI stands for, I just always laugh because it's phonography. So in my head, I don't know why it was just. That's the best laugh. You can guess. So anyways, according to the IFPI, the global recorded music revenues increased by 10.2% in 2023, driven largely by growth in paid streaming subscribers. The one we concerned was that Sub-Saharan Africa. Once again, Sub-Saharan Africa had the fastest growth of any region and was the only one to surpass 20% growth revenues. Sorry, it was the only one to surpass 20%. Growth revenues climbed by 24.7%, followed by gains in paid streaming revenues. South Africa remained the largest market in this region, contributing to 77.0% of the regional revenue growth. So these numbers are just skyrocketing year by year, meaning Afrobeats is in high demand and people are listening. They also had this chart, which is kind of interesting, and it is the IFPI Global Top 10 Singles Chart. They said, don't mistake it, the global subscription streams equivalent. So what I'm about, the numbers I'm about to call, they're billions and not millions. So we had a number 10, Jungkook, that's the number of song, 7, featuring Lato, that's 1.2 billion streams. Taylor Swift's Anti-Hero, 1.3 billion streams. Morgan Wallen's Last Night, 1.37 billion streams. Taylor Swift's Cruel Summer, 1.39. Young Lucas, Peso Pluma, La Baby, 1.45. Harry Styles, As It Was, 1.46. The Weeknd, Ariana Grande, Die For You, 1.47. SZA's Kill Bill, 1.84. And the most interesting one, and the one that concerns us, Rema, Selena Gomez, 1.89 billion streams. Number one on this list was Miley Cyrus, and she blew everybody away with 2.7 billion streams with Flowers. And as a music head, I can tell you that maybe I've heard this song maybe just once. Which is kind of weird because a song this big should be everywhere, but I don't know, man. Americans streamed the hell out of this song. Anyways, congrats Rema and Selena Gomez. And his next, I was just thinking to myself that his next project will be very interesting as his next single, because he has hit such a high, and I don't know. It's going to be very tricky.
To be honest, he doesn't have to chase it.
Of course, but I don't think he should chase it.
He doesn't have to chase it. That's why I like the EP. I mean, yeah. You can say whatever you want to say, but yeah. I still like the EP because the EP was like true to his sound. After he done calm down, you would think, oh, he would chase it. But EP was straight to his sound, you know, true to the sound. His fans very much liked it. So, I mean, that's what you want. You want them to, okay, yes, I had a big hit, cool, but it's still the music and this is still my wavelength, is what I do.
And if there's anybody that can do it, I think it's Rema and the Maven. So, yeah, I'm very... And the boy's already a rock star, so I'm pretty sure like he will get more hits and more.
Exactly. Yeah, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine. All right. So that's how big Afrobeats is. Let's enter our main topic, which is the Tyler review. This album was, you know, highly anticipated. I think it was the last 2 weeks that I reported that she said she was ill, and a lot of people were like, oh, because she has only one hit, she's the tickets don't sell.
Oh yeah, because she canceled her her concert because she said she was ill. Oh, speaking of concerts, I know before we jump into the title,
for sure.
We're like 4 weeks away from Ashake's concert here in Toronto.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie to you, it probably will be cancelled as well.
Yeah, someone told me yesterday that they were giving 60% off, and the person was like, they're not serious yet, that they should cut it to 50% or 40%.
Bro, it's bad. There's so many seats still available. I would say 60% seats still available. Wow. So, yes, it's not looking great. And as, like I said, this is not on Ashake, this is on the promoters.
Yeah.
Remember, it's not on him, it's on the promoters. So it's one of those things, man. They should have planned this thing earlier.
Maybe they didn't do their homework in terms of, you know, what Ashake would charge to what they think people can pay. and like demand. You don't want to say economy.
No, that's not it. I still say it's not it. Asaka is charging whatever he's charging. It's yeah. a flat fee, right? He's charging. He's going to charge this.
Yeah.
It's now how do we get my money back and how do I make profits? Now, if you were trying to get your money back, this should have been at least a 6 months, at least 6 months or 7 months ahead. I mean, tickets were only available like, say, sometime in February.
Yeah.
So that's like, they thought they had like a, what, eight week window to try and sell this amount of tickets. Sell almost 18,000 tickets? Nah, man, they're joking. In 2 months? Nah.
They're joking.
They're joking. I know they're joking. So, yeah. Jokes.
Right.
So, yeah, man.
Let's see how that goes. Is that how they just slash the price to like 50 or 40% and see if people can buy? Or, you know, the, like I said last week, I think the optics of all these empty seats and, you know, Asaka and his team really like it. So let's see how that goes. Interesting. It'll be interesting to see how it goes. It'll be interesting to see who is the first one to, you know, to say, you know, this is not happening.
This is exactly. This is not occurring.
Okay. I believe that. So the problem is because of the way Twitter and all these stands work. Even if that happens, a lot of people now be like, oh, Shaggy didn't sell out. Oh, he can't sell out again. Oh, his star power has gone down. So it's just.
it's a win-win.
In fact, it can't even win. He has to sell out. That's the only win. That's the only win. He just has to sell out. Anyways, man, let's move from one Afrobeat superstar to another. Like I said before, you know, it's Tyler. I'm pretty sure everyone knows who Tyler is by now. She's the golden girl of Afrobeats right now. She's
putting her on the Afro. Oh yeah, actually yes, because she won the Grammy for Afrobeats. So yes, okay.
I'm about to say she's also a Grammy Award winner. Under the Afrobeat.
Under the Afrobeat. Okay, yeah. Okay,
she claimed the title of the highest charting female solo artist on Billboard with Water. So her debut album is highly anticipated. It's finally here. It's 14 tracks. Four tracks have features: Kevin Momo, Thames, Gunna, Skilly Bang, Becky G, and Travis Scott on Water. These are very heavy features, so you can tell that it has a lot of, you know, label back into it. Production and songwriting were mainly handled by Sammy Soso, Samuel Awuku, and Ari Pen-Smith. And if you know who Ari Pen-Smith is, he has penned for Burna, a lot of people. You know, so the album kind of sounds cohesive. It's a small team when I was checking the credits. The album is heavy on Afrobeat sounds, sprinkled with some pop music here and there. If you like the lead single Water, you're going to like this album. It has that, you know, Water Afrobeat pop vibe. I couldn't get enough of Butterflies, you know, Number One with Thames, Jump with Gunna, and Skilly Bang is also my jam. I'd say it's very easy on the ear debut that works. You listen to it, smooth listen. But I think my only, I won't even call it an issue, but just what, you know, for me, music head, because of what I'm used to hearing in terms of like Afrobeats, the album just sounds like a Normani or like all this Yankee R&B babe doing Afrobeats. But it works, like I said, it's not a bad debut album for me. I like it. I can't wait to see how she evolves from here, man. So yeah, that's my take on it.
That's a take. Okay. Okay.
Sorry, great review.
No, for real. Great review. And I agree with you, given the fact that you said, yes, kind of your take is like, it sounds like the Normani trying to do Afrobeat.
Yeah.
But I agree with that. I agree with that. I agree with that view or that take on which this album sounds like that. Because this girl has, as we always, like we say, this girl has tried different sounds that didn't stick.
Yeah.
She tried different things prior to this, before Water. You know, we've been talking about, oh, have you heard this song?
Yeah.
Clearly, it didn't break the surface. Like, she had the song with Ira Starr. She had a couple other singles. Nobody really took, you know, it didn't stick.
Yeah.
And then Water did stick. And not only did it stick, it broke both, I would say, broke chapters, like both the Afrobeats and On My Piano End on the continent, and also did hits the diaspora click and even broke into the American market. So Water was the sound that hit both sides, and you cannot not, you're coming out with a new album. She wants to tour. So she has to make sure that it appeals to that same market, those same people that love the water sound. So it does sound nice and cohesive. I would even call it like, you know, everybody's all having labels and whatever, but this is more pop than Afro beats. And it's also a good thing.
Yeah.
Because if this is what she wants to do, she wants to break into the market. You see how she's always around in Yankee, like she's in
everywhere
there, man. So if she, that's what their team is saying, like, look, man, we have this sound, you know, you're breaking into the market, people are going to know you. So you want to make sure that your album is kind of tailored around that. Yo, let's go. And this album wins that for me. I love, to be honest, from Safer, Truth and Dare is still my favorite song. You know, I don't know why it hasn't like clicked in, but Truth and Dare is my favorite Tyler song. I like Number One with Tems, Breathe Me, which is also the same style, but that one too goes in. I like The Jump with Gunna. Priorities to Last, also good song. So, yo, shout out to Tyler, man. This is a really good album.
Good album, no doubt. A lot of good songs on there. Like, I listened to it, like, just a very easy, you know, easy listen, nothing too complicated. Like, you can tell that.
And it's a exactly. And it's a perfect album leading down to summer coming up. Like,
exactly.
This is it, man, in the bag. So, yeah, they're going to throw out those singles, going to throw out those videos. One of them is going to click. It's going to be a summer jam. And yeah, she goes again.
And I like it from a, you know, from A&R point of view. You know, you have these hits, people are expecting this kind of song from you, so they kind of like did that. They didn't really like experiment much, but you can tell that this is someone that has like room to grow. So maybe her next album, she bags one pop single that is nice, or she bags another feature, then she can start segueing into other sounds. She already has the look, like you said, she already has the eyes on her. She's at all the basketball games, she's with all the streamers. So she's doing the right things. It's one of those people that, you know, they're just waiting for their moment, and the moment is here. And I think, you know, with the right team and the right, and if a label just, you know, does right by her, she's going to explode.
Yeah, man. So, you know, continue to shout out, you know, SA and Ninja Tag Team. The Tem song, I feel like it should be the next single, you know. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah, let's keep it moving, man. So that's it. I highly anticipated Tyler album. That's our review. Let us know what you think. Use the hashtag Afrobeats Weekly. Let us jump into new songs this week. Not a lot of songs. Here we have Luna by Wizard Chan and Joe Boy. I love it. You know, sweet Afro depression music, like I like to call it. This is produced by Pumba Mix and O1 French. Definitely making my playlist. I like it. What say you?
Yo, I think it was a really dope song. And also the fact that I'm like, you know, after Joe Boy left the label, you know, sometimes when some people leave the label, they just, like, their sound is just off. Like, they would just have, like, a couple fails before, like, they finally get it. And I think Joe Boy is on, like, a nice level of, like, look, man, it wasn't just the label. It was me. Like, I'm the star. And this Luna song, you know, he's 2 for 2 right now because Osadebe is still playing hard for me. So this as well is still a dope song. So shout out to Joe Boy.
Shout out Joe Boy. Let's get to Level by Nene Yola. This one is produced by Nif Keys and Neptunes. You hear these names, you already know what you're gonna get. To me, Nene will always get a pass for like log drums and a piano and this South African sound. Because she was the only one. She was doing it before all this. Everybody jumped on it, and she was doing it well. She was doing it properly. So this is a bag right here. And I have no complaints about this one too. Level by Nene Yola.
I was saying, oh, like forever, Nila is, you know, when bro's like, oh, I'm the queen of this. I'm the queen. Nah, man. This is HOC, man. So, give it up. Nobody can outdo her in this. So, yes, as always, she knows how to drop these jams. Afro dance, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Afro, whatever you want to call it. Let's go on to two new interesting characters here. I have Ugwefi by Crane Caesar. The name, I didn't know how I felt about it. I was like, Crane Caesar, okay, and I like it. And I just saw it on my like New Music Friday and I just clicked it. I liked it. And I was now seeing like a couple of people on my timeline talking about the guy. It's drill music with like Nigerian elements. I love the flow, I love the beats. First time hearing about this guy, I'm not going to lie. So you guys should give it a spin. If you like rap music, I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Ugwefi by Crane Caesar.
You know once anybody just says Kele on a song or Kala, you already know who they're going to say, hey, what is that?
True that.
Mr. Caps and his crew will just be looking at you like,
industry machine.
Are you trying to jack the style or not or whatever? But yeah, kind of, it just feels like, okay, this is the sound. If you want to do that, if you want to do the rap, this is the sound you have to be on.
Yeah.
And sometimes to me, I feel like I want to hear your own take or what exactly is your
again,
especially if I'm just hearing you for the first time. Like, I want to hear what's your own style, like per se. So it kind of to me it's not for me yet.
To be honest, I feel like it's a, you know how Lockdowns on our Piano was like the go-to entry for like pop, like Nigerian, like Afro beats. So I feel like this is it for Nigerian rap. It's a very easy template, you know, once you just speak about, and for some reason the Igbo language flows well on drill music. I don't know what it is, but like you just hear it and it's like it was made for it. So so I feel like it was just a nice alley for like if you want to come and you can rap and you can rap hard and that's your, you know, that's your branding, that hard braggadocious rapping. I like it. Ugwefi by Crane Caesar. You guys should let us know what you think. Let us move on to Delilah by Joshua Baraka, Simi and King Mali. Another dude I'm hearing for the first time too. He's from Uganda. He sings, he writes, he produces. I heard this song, so I went back to his discography. Brilliant guy. This is one of those songs, you know, you hear and you're just like, which kind of talent is this? And you also had like Simi on the jam and New Kid on the Block in Maddie. My favorite drop this week. Some repeats. I love it. Delilah by Joshua Baraka. I'll see you.
Yo, good song. Cannot fault Simi and Maddie on this. I like perfect features. And this is one of those like seamless features. It feels like, oh, they've been singing together for forever. So
exactly.
This just is good. Shout out to them, man. A good song.
Yeah, shout out to them. So those were the songs we listened to this week. Surprisingly, no heavyweight has really, really come through like that. But let us get into the charts. Let me just, spoiler alert, number one has been tossed. So So let's see. Number 10, we have Cash, Ali Poppy, Udumodu. That one is going down. I Don't Care by Boy Spice and Cade. I'm hearing this song everywhere all over my social media. Number 8, Different Pattern on the same spot. That's staying at number 8, Different Pattern by Shea Vibes. Also staying on the same spot, Only Me by Asake. Staying on the same spot too at number 6, Big Things, They More Like, Young Junkies, Daniel, and Shea Vibes. That song, the only part I just say is Big Things, They More Like. Yeah. I've never heard the song before. I've never heard that song Big Things before, but I've never heard it. It's one of those songs that you just hear everywhere, but I don't know. Anyway, staying on the same spot still at number 5, Tony Montana, Skepta, Portable. Staying on the same spot again, Remy Must Die, Roga. Would you staying on the same spot again? Commas, I have star number 3. So number 2 and number 1 have done a shuffle. Number 2 is Twitter by Kiss Daniel and David Doe. Number 2 last week was Ego Chike Mobad, and it is number 1 this week. Chike is that artist that I don't know how to describe him. He's resume and are like, this guy, where you get all these streams from, where you get all these number one charts from, he's that person. His album, if you go and check, I think he's still on Apple, he's still on Spotify, and he's just one of those slow and steady wins the race kind of guy. So yeah,
yo man, stay in your lane, stay in your lane, and milk your lane, man. That's it, stay in your lane.
Yeah, slow and steady wins the race. Number one this week on the turntable charts, Egg Roll by Chike and Mobad. So from that, let us get into my fives this week, and it's the my top five projects so far this year in no particular order. I have Badman Nico's Boyana album. I'm still bumping this one heavy. It is Afro Trenches music at its finest. I also have Ill Bliss with City Kai, hip hop album of the year so far. Dope beats, solid production, you know, well put together songs. A very matured album, I love it. J5 and Logi, another favorite of mine, the Loveless EP. We missed this one, but it's a dope project. You guys should check it out. Another favorite of mine is Rockstar EP by Brume. I think that's how you pronounce his name. I'm not really sure, but this is a very, very solid project. Last but not least is Ike Chukwu with OG Uncle Kills. Another hip hop album of the year contender for me. I'm not sure I was going to say something, but
I didn't say nothing.
Yeah, that's it. You better don't. You know, people were asking me, do you know people were telling me, Shu doesn't like, Shu doesn't like Grace. Shu doesn't like Grace. I'm like, yeah, you guys know that his ears are fucked up. You know, Sabi, I didn't say it, but. Yeah, so that's like top five projects so far this year. If you got five for us, let's share it.
Yo, so this is the top five songs so far of the quarter. This Q1. Okay. This Q1's past jams for me. I'm starting with number one. The number one, it cannot pass and it shall not be anything other than Victoria's Everything. So that's number one.
That's a jam, man.
At number two, the song that I told you was going to be a jam, and you were like, I don't hear it. But now you do. Is Ashake is only me.
Make a little lie, that's how you don't enter. Foolish.
Yo, man, I'll be telling you these things, man. At number three, I have Ayastar's Commas.
Yeah,
I like kinda, that. You know,
yeah, one of my favorites.
Kinda, you know, yo, man, I have been in a bag. At number four, I have Joe Boy's Osadebe. Like I said, Joe Boy is on the road for me. He's doing no wrong as of right now for me. So Joe Boy's Osadebe hits it for me. And at number five, I just give it a Pretty Boy Dio Sharpshooter.
I like that song.
Sharpshooter. I like that song. Yeah, so that's it. That's my top five.
Not mad at that list at all, man. Those are heavy, heavy songs. And low key, Commas is doing crazy numbers, man. I don't know where that thing is, where those numbers are coming from, but she's doing crazy numbers in different countries too. So yeah, I like that list.
Yo, man.
Dope song.
And it's gonna be even bigger when she goes on tour. Cause it's look, Ayastar's, everything about Ayastar, the whole packaging. I'm loving it.
Did you see that video of that guy that was like, she should, I don't know if it was a game show or an eating show or a dating show or something. So the guy was, I think two of them met, let me just assume it was a dating show because of the way it ended. So they hugged each other. They were like, what's your name? Or whatever. Then she was like, then she, you know how a guy holds a girl and she's like, spin around for me. I started like, you spin. And the guy.
Did you guys spun? Oh my God.
I was like, yeah, just reason. I started just turning. I'm like, what? Dude, you guys just sent me to a spin. You tell me to spin. You can't turn.
yo.
I like, you don't even know what they make you spin. Now a superstar, you want to make sure they spin for you.
What?
But let me tell you, the way this thing ended. So it was like the person on the camera would now ask that, are you guys going to go for another date or something like that? And maybe they would now say the question at the same time. Asta was like, no, he was like, yes. So just, just fucking embarrassing.
By force. I don't care what you're talking about. What's going on this date?
That clip was so funny, man.
Nah, man. Yo, man. So, as you say, I'm loving this summer is going to be nice. Asta, Tyler. Yeah, that's just it. Afrobeats, Amapiano, whatever you want to call it. And with that being said,
yes, sir,
we can jump into the eliminates.
All right.
And so, I constructed an eliminate based off of the fact that South Africa and Nigeria come together as one. As one. Forget the Grammys, you know, everything after the Grammys. Forget all that. Yeah. But we come together, you know, as one to always, you know, always create bangers.
Yeah. When we're not bickering and fighting.
When we're not bickering and fighting, we come together and create bangers. So the eliminate today is, what is the best Nigerian and South African collaboration?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Hit me.
I'm gonna start with number one. I'm gonna go with R.I.P. AKA.
Okay.
Featuring Deless, featuring JR, featuring Burna Boy. All Eyes on Me. Robbery. Rob 2014.
Robbery.
Versus one of Burna's big hits. I wanna say biggest hits, but I'll say one of Burna's big hits. The remix with Master KG, featuring Burna Boy, Zuckerberg.
I don't know, man.
All Eyes on Me was the first, like, remember that Channel O was playing MTV Bass? And he's now. What's in the door now?
Yeah,
but
that song, just cause how Burna just elevated it one step further. You know, the song was already big, and whoever is team that said jump on this, and they just took it to another level, and that song was the monster hit, man. So, yeah. Jerusalem for me.
Ah, really? Damn, yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I thought you were gonna, you know, but it's okay. All right, then Davido featuring Mafiko Zulu, 2014, Chilete. That's right.
Yeah.
2014. Sandy Male versus the biggest, I think. I'm not putting it in your ear or anything like that, but I'm just saying. I think Runtown featuring Uhuru.
Anytime,
2015's bad hit, man. So this is back to back years, man.
I'll just blame it on you putting it in my ear like the biggest. I already advocated for it. So Runtown.
No, I said the biggest.
You already said it. I can't escape it.
Yo, okay. All right, now we're moving years to years right now. So DJ Mafuzi Caesar. Can't remember. You know what? I know what you're talking about.
Don't worry.
I know what you're talking about. Thank you. Featuring Wizkid, Soweto, 2016. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We this is years to years, man. Back to back. 2014, 2015, 2016. Versus Davido is back again here. The Focalistic sound. Oof. First one. K-Star remix.
You know what? Because I already have a Davido song. Go with the Wizkid one to make it interesting.
Really?
Yeah, just to make it interesting. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Now, final round. We have Yemi Alade featuring Mikasa. This 2017. Yep, Get through this sweet song. And this one was actually produced by Malik Berry. Ooh. So. This was a really good song. Remember Mikasa, the band?
Yeah, had
the three guys, the band. Yes, that guy with a sweet voice. And then this is also again featuring the late great, aka featuring Kidomina.
Yeah. My rule already. That is a jam. The beat, the everything, the Versace for me, man. That's
yo. Okay, so just keeping it right there, was this was right there. So, yep. AKA featuring Kenomina, Fela Versace versus Wizkid and DJ Mathozit.
Mandela in Rari. Fela in Versace. Fela Versace.
Okay, so it'll out. Fela Versace in the final round. And so we're going with Runtown featuring Uhuru, Big Bang, Every Time, and Master KG featuring Burna Boy, Jerusalem.
I love both songs, but I'll just go with Jerusalem because that was an absolute banger.
Okay, so that's it. We're in the final round, Jerusalem versus Fela and Versace.
AKA,
it's up to you. What do you think is the best collaboration? South African, Nigerian coming together to create the perfect song. And South, you are picking what?
Saudi and Niger, you know, Vuvuzela, and what do we even blow if you already win? Oh no. I don't know, I didn't blow every dude that was a supporters club. Anyways, I will go with Burna Boy and Master KG as my eliminates, my Niger South Africa eliminate this week. That's the ultimate one for me.
Okay, that's it. We're out here. That's what you're going with. I can't complain. It's your list. You know, that's what it be.
That's what it be. Very, very solid eliminate and solid list there. You know, Nigerians, South Africa, we make beautiful music. I don't get why we still low-key, you know, because it's your level. You know, they have, let me tell you what it is. They have the quality and we have the reach. So when we come together, you know, quality versus the reach, we'll now come together in the middle. We'll now come together in the middle and create magic. Yeah, so that's what it is. That's how you make good music like that. Anyways, that being said, we've come to the end of this week's episode. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Afrobeats Weekly. We hope you enjoyed it. New episode of the podcast drops every Monday. Make sure you subscribe, Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever it is you get your podding from. We are there. We would love to hear from you guys. You guys write to us, use the hashtag Afrobeats Weekly. Send new music, suggestions, comments to fanmail@afrobeatspod.com. Also, very important, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We are always there on @AfrobeatsPod. We'll catch you in the next episode. Peace out. Peace out, people. Peace out.
Peace.